Hi, this is David Burns with my Bee Culture article today, The Anatomy of a Robbing Event. Honeybees are nature's model insect. They pollinate our trees and plants, make us delicious honey, and work in harmony as a single organism. Honeybees, flowers, and butterflies fall into a category of peace, unity, and beauty. Honeybees are often referred to as amazing creatures, gifted architects, and even one of nature's greatest wonders. For the most part, honeybees seem almost perfect until their darker side emerges. Then, when environmental pressures are just right, honeybees turn into aggressive robbers, pirates of the apiary, raiders of the lost honey, honey bandits, and hive hijackers. When conditions are just right, they will stop at nothing to overpower other colonies to steal all their honey. Their sheer number of mass robbers can quickly and easily overpower almost any colony and render them helpless. If you've never experienced one of your colonies being robbed, then it's difficult to describe the power of the robbing invaders from a nearby colony. At first, you're happy to see your bees so active around your hive until you realize those are not your bees. Those are robber bees from a nearby colony. They are attempting to overpower your colony, fighting, killing your bees, and stealing every drop of honey in an amazing short amount of time. You can identify robbing by the number of bees aggressively attempting to gain access all around the hive, the back, under the top cover, and all around the sides. Bees on the bottom board are locking together, fighting, stinging, and dragging each other off. It occurs most commonly in late summer and fall during a reduction of available pollen and nectar. It's really a survival instinct from the raiding colony. When a dearth occurs, scout bees can no longer find available resources, so they decide to seek out weaker colonies, small nukes, or even unhealthy, low-populated colonies to raid. Over the years, I've had my share of robbing. Most of my beekeeping friends report the same. When it starts, it is practically impossible to stop. A mostly hairless scout bee sneaks her way into a vulnerable colony. She's hairless because this is likely not her first heist. In previously carefully planned large-scale heists, she has been through many hand-to-hand combat battles, or shall we say, Tarsus-to-Tarsus battles, at the entrances of other hives where her hair has been pulled out in the fight. She's sneaky and can slip in and out on a special recon mission, taking vital information back to her hive about the weakness and valuable riches in the unsuspecting hive. A frantic waggle dance and a few other dances excites fellow raiders to bail out and head for that hive in numbers almost equal to a swarm. It is alarming to experience and observe. The robbers are doing what we are hoping for, but not really in this way. We're hoping our bees will prepare for winter by storing up an abundance of resources. That's exactly what they're doing at the expense of our weaker colonies. When it starts, how can we stop it? After it's over, sometimes the robbed colony can be totally depleted of resources and bees. Particles of wax cover the bottom board like sawdust from the robber bees, tearing open the capped cells of honey. There are traditional methods used to stop robbing, such as throwing a wet blanket, literally, on the hive being robbed. The water on the blanket helps reduce pheromones and keeps more robbers from gaining entry. Smoking all around the colony for a significant duration of time can discourage robbing, and even spraying or misting the colony with water can be used to deter robbers. I've tried all of these efforts without significant success. Another option is to move the hive a few miles away at night after the robbers return to their home. That's labor intensive. my best efforts have always been found in prevention. Preventing robbing isn't 100%, but it can greatly reduce the chances of your colonies being robbed out by stronger colonies. First, be careful how you feed your bees during a dearth. Never feed with an entrance feeder this time of the year. Use an internal frame or top feeder. Feed only at night when bees are not foraging. After sunset and before sunrise can help, especially if you use additives in your sugar water. Robber bees are quick to find sugar water fed to other colonies. I've had greater success in attempting to feed all of my colonies equally. It's easier for bees to take what I'm feeding them rather than attempting the highly risky behavior of robbing a nearby hive. Use a robbing screen on the entrance before robbing season arrives. Before the dearth starts, install a robbing screen on the entrance of your hives. Essentially, a robbing screen provides an exit and an entrance for your bees inches away from their normal bottom entrance. However, robbers will be attracted to the odors and sounds coming through the robbing screen, but they cannot gain access, nor can they figure out what your bees know. Next, reduce the amount of time inspecting your hives and always cover any boxes during your inspection with burlap or extra top covers. During a fall inspection, robber bees will show up in minutes and hurry back to their hive to direct the masses. Work discreetly and efficiently. Next, keep everything very clean. Never drip honey on the outside of a hive or on the ground. Be careful not to drip sugar water anywhere near the hives. Once the robbing frenzy starts, bees from other hives will join in and attack hive after hive. Robbing reminds us that nature can be cruel when it comes to surviving. As beekeepers, we must recognize the season and characteristics from our bees and be prepared. Always remember, robbing is far easier to prevent than to stop. If you have other questions about robbing, join my beekeeping live stream. Check out honeybeesonline.com/live.